You're listening to the Digital Marketing Dive Podcast.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the third episode of the second season of the Digital Marketing Dive Podcast. I'm Seth of Goldstein Media, and with me, as always, is the amazing, talented Shannon of Diem Business Consulting. Hey, Shannon, how's it going?
Hey, Seth. It's so good to be on here again. I'm loving it.
Oh, it's so much fun. Yeah. In the last episode, we went a little bit off topic and discussed the very important topic of staying healthy and using technology to help us achieve that goal. This week, we're going to go back on topic and we're going to talk about how we can help small businesses not only get online during this crazy time, but also thrive online. And I think this is a perfectly great topic for Shannon because it's like her life. Her life's goal is to help small business. I like that. So, Shannon, you ready to rock?
Let's do it. Before we start diving in, can I just say something?
Sure.
Marketing is freaking scary for small business owners.
Oh, it's scary even for me sometimes.
Yes.
It definitely can be. But, you know, with the right plan, it doesn't have to be. But the thing is, if you just go fly by the seat of your pants, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Right. And you much rather have a plan so then you're not flying by the seat of your pants.
Absolutely. Well, you've seen my ineptitude when it comes to mechanics of social media and websites. You know, like my brain does not think like that. I can put the message out there, but to put it in a strategic plan and to make it all work together, not my strong suit. And so I appreciate that we're doing this and bringing some resources to bear for everyone out there that thinks like me. But also, you know, like building that plan is super important. And we are all
absolutely
in this together.
We are. You know, we're going to get through it, you know, and the whole idea of the podcast is to help people figure out digital marketing, figure out business, figure out the intersection between the two. I mean, it's going to be a great show. So,
right. I totally agree. There are so many resources, so many paths to take for effective social media and so many networks to utilize. How do you decide what's best for you and your company?
Oh my God, it's so daunting. I mean, I'm constantly saying, ooh, shiny object. Ooh, new product. Let me try this thing out. Poor Shannon was like, we were in the Diem Slack, and all of a sudden, I'm like, we're going to Discord. She's like, really? I'm like, shiny object. She's like, another platform for me to get on? I'm like, I want to keep things separate. She's like, all right, Seth, whatever you want. And she's getting the hang of it, so I'm proud of her. But,
I'm not doing so bad.
But it is daunting. Like, there's like right now we're using Zencastr to record the show. There's another program out there that lets you see video instead of just audio, and that's called Descript. And I'm like, wow, I want to try that one out. And it's just like, it's daunting. It's like so much stuff out there to produce a podcast, to put your social media posts out. It's crazy.
It is. And, you know, I guess I want to take a step back here before we dig into some of the tools that can be utilized. You know, I mean, a drop in the bucket as far as tools that can be utilized. But
so many.
That it is the utmost importance for small businesses to have a plan, a good plan, when you're talking about marketing, any kind of marketing, right? Marketing has to work together cohesively and comprehensively, and that's across all platforms. And so if you and your small business, you know, if you are just throwing stuff out there and seeing what sticks, you're not getting the full value of your time or money on social media. So I would highly recommend find someone to make that comprehensive plan. You can have whoever you want run it, but have someone build that comprehensive plan. So across all platforms, the messaging and what you're trying to get across is the same.
Oh, absolutely. If you don't have a plan, you're really just kind of flailing in the wind. I mean, I'm thinking about like, you know, I've tried to just say, oh, I'm going to do a podcast. And I do a first episode. And I'm like, this poor Anchor, you know, Anchor.fm is the free way of doing podcasts. I have like 15 different podcasts, and that's an exaggeration, but I have like five or six podcasts up there of things I've half started because I didn't start with a plan.
Right.
I didn't think about, oh, what am I going to talk about? And then look at Digital Marketing Dive. There's a plan. We're on a second season because there is a plan.
Right.
You know?
Absolutely.
I thank Shannon for kind of saying, what's our plan? Otherwise, I've been like, I don't know. Let's just record.
Right. Right. And that's where small business flails a lot of times, not just in marketing, but in a lot of areas. There's not that comprehensive plan. Small business owners are great at what they do, right? They're phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Entrepreneurs are my favorite people. But sometimes we have a hard time building those plans, especially in areas of business that we're not super familiar with. And so marketing is one of those things. We're going to spend a lot of time and a lot of money that we don't need to if we don't have that plan.
Absolutely. I mean, a lot, you know, there's the adage out there, and I don't know who to attribute this to, so I'm sorry for that. But you do what you're good at, and you hire for the rest.
Exactly.
And you have to be willing to, you know, you don't have time necessarily to do the SEO. I mean, everyone asks me when SEO isn't something I could do. I'm like, yeah, if you want to spend the hours upon hours researching it, and, you know, it's not magic science that, you know, you can't do. It's just that I've spent the time researching it, and I follow it, and I'm invested in it, and I'm able to apply my knowledge to your product, to your company, whereas you need to focus on your company.
Right.
And making money. So number one, you can pay me, and you can pay your family, you know, eat, you know, pay to eat and all that stuff.
Right. Absolutely. And that's the thing. We all do it, right? We all get caught in that whole mentality. Oh, mm-hmm. I can do all of this. Well, sure. We can do all of it, but we don't have the energy and time and momentum to move our companies forward.
Exactly. And it's just, you know, and there's so many things out there
to
focus on. I mean, like, there's, you know, just social media, then there's the website, and then there's email marketing on top of that. And now there's SMS marketing, which I don't quite understand, and why the heck anyone would want to get more SMSs. Or text messages. I mean, maybe because I'm an old fart and I don't really like text messaging. But why do I want brands text messaging me stuff? Like, if you want to send me an email, great. But I'm not big on text messages. But then you go ahead, Shen.
I was going to say, I see the lure from a company perspective because I always look at every single text message. I don't always look at every email, right? But I feel like where we're headed with it is exactly where we are with email. I was looking back over emails today, and I've got dozens that I've got to do something with. And I don't want my text, SMS, you know, I don't want my phone to be blowing up that much with text messages.
I've even gone to the extreme, and I've gotten a separate number just for my business cell phone. Same phone, different number, because I want to keep things segmented. Business goes on one number, and that's the reason why I have one for Dime. I have one email for Dime. I have one email for my own company, one personal email. I have two more for another company, and then countless others I've started that are just little inboxes for other projects. But we're looking at, I mean, I'm holding my hand up here. You can't see it, but I have at least five email addresses that I look at on an everyday basis just to keep myself organized.
Right.
Then you add on top of this, in addition to the website, the social media, the email, the text blast, and all that, all these platforms have events on them, and they have a way to, you know, host an event. And then you have to go in there, and there's groups, and there's this. I mean, it's a lot for one person to take on.
Absolutely.
What you really need is to come up with, like we say over and over, and we're beating a dead horse here, you know, a good plan.
Yes.
Where do you need to be here? Like, you don't have to be everywhere. But you have to be where your clients are.
Right.
And there's a few companies I work with. They're like, well, we think we should be on Facebook. And I'm like, are these executives on Facebook? And they're like, no, their wives are maybe, or their kids are, or that, you know, their husbands are, you know, but, you know, we're not, you know, we should be on LinkedIn. So we're like, well, then let's focus on LinkedIn and leave Facebook alone.
Right.
Or do a little bit on Facebook, but focus mostly on LinkedIn.
Right.
Whereas, like, you know, candy shop down the street's like, I'm not going to be on LinkedIn.
Right.
I want to be on Facebook. I want to be on Instagram. Maybe even Twitter, saying here's our Twitter deals and stuff like that.
Agreed.
Heck, Pinterest. I keep forgetting about Pinterest.
Yeah.
Pinterest is a great place to put visual content up, but if you're in that crafty kind of area, or if you're very big on infographics, it's a great place to be. Is on Pinterest, but you got to think about, like, where is your audience?
Agreed. And I think that raises another point. Before we even start on digital marketing, it's important for us in that plan, the very beginning of that plan is figuring out who are we actually selling to? What are their likes? What are their dislikes? Who are they? Picture that person, describe that person, put a name to that person if you can. Do you know someone in your community that would be the ideal candidate for what you're selling? Name that person.
Yeah, a persona, or an avatar, depending on what your marketing firm you talk to. But absolutely, you want to know, build that person out. And honestly, it's kind of fun to kind of say you build this character out, saying, "Hey, it's Steve or Donna from small town USA or big city USA, and they like to do X, Y, and Z," and you pretty much create a persona, hence the word persona. Exactly. And you build it out and you can build with that person in mind without that person being an actual person, which is a little easier.
Right. And I think when we are focused on that person, we're a little less likely to get distracted by all the shiny objects, right? Because we are.
You haven't met me then, clearly.
So let's dig in, Seth.
Yes.
Let's some of the things that the tools that small business owners can use.
Well, here's a shameless plug. And I put this in. Shannon did not put this in, but I think you should reach out to Shannon at Dion Business Consulting because she helps the small business and the entrepreneurs kind of figure out where their sweet spots are and where they have to hire for the rest. So check her out, Dion Business, D-I-A-M, business.com. I'm plugging her, so it's not a shameless plug for her. I think her whole process is awesome. So check her out. And look,
I knew, but look,
you get her bubbly personality. I mean, you get to deal with Shannon; it's awesome. I'm a fan.
You are awesome. Thank you.
No problem. But there's also, here's a shameless plug for me. I have something up over. Is all these links will be in the show notes. But I have a quick little course on how to use Instagram via the browser. More directly, the Vivaldi browser, which is a Chrome knockoff. But it allows you to upload pictures, not video, but pictures to Instagram easily. Oh, and I documented that in a course I have over at digitalmarketingclasses.io. And it's a site where I'm going to put little tutorials up there eventually. So that's the first one.
It's interesting. Yeah. I've never actually heard of the Vivaldi browser.
Yeah, it's neat. It has a neat little, it's not a Chrome knockoff because Chrome's open source technically, sure. Chromium project. So what it does is it uses the core Chrome engine and it builds other features on top of it. So it's kind of cool.
That's awesome. Love it.
It Brave's one of them. It's a privacy version of Chrome. So, okay. But there's other things out there. I mean, some of these are free, some of them are not. Sure. I mean, I'm a big user of Hootsuite.
Of course.
You can do Instagram through that. You can do LinkedIn through that. You can do Twitter through that. Facebook, and you can even do Pinterest, which I did once.
Interesting. I did not realize that you could use it for Pinterest.
Yeah, I think it's relatively new, but it's neat and it's not cheap. I think if you do it, a lot of times it's per. I think there's free up to having like 4 profiles,
sure.
And I'm paying like 100 something or 200 something a year for it.
Sure.
And I get like 10 profiles, which is handy.
Sure.
But there is a free part of it, which is kind of nice. You can try it out and see how it goes.
Yeah, well, you and I are a little different. I mean, we handle multiple clients' accounts. I think the free version of Hootsuite
for
small business owners is going to be plenty.
Exactly. And then when you think about it, there's also something called Buffer, which is kind of like Hootsuite, only you're not interacting with your feeds. Like Hootsuite, you interact with your feeds.
Sure.
Especially with Twitter, you definitely can set feeds and search for hashtags. Buffer's more scheduling stuff out. TweetDeck, which was once, back in the day, an independent app, which is now owned by Twitter.
Sure.
It's the same thing kind of as Hootsuite, but the free version. It only does Twitter, but it's a really powerful app.
Nice.
Something to check out. And then, if you're still, you have to use Facebook. A lot of these companies, small businesses, have to use, Facebook. There is a business side of Facebook that a lot of businesses don't know about.
I've just switched over some of my stuff, and I really like this.
It's so much better.
Set up, yes.
It's set up for the business, and so you're not getting stuck by Cousin Joey's, you know, ice bucket challenge video. It's separate. It's away from that craziness.
Absolutely.
So that's a business. It's a business.facebook.com. You can manage your ads in there. You can manage your blog posts. Your Facebook posts, not blog posts. Facebook posts in there. It's really good. I enjoy it. You can host. You can manage your clients through there as well, and they can control their own on a rented platform, but they can control their own page, but give you access through the system. It's a little bit more robust than the old version, normal version of Facebook.
Sure.
And then there's also one called later.com. It used to be Latergram because it used to only be Instagram.
Gotcha.
It still pretty much is, but it's one of those things that you can post and schedule stuff for later.
Nice.
Now, one thing I have to warn about is when you schedule posts, be aware of what you're posting. Because if something crazy happens in the world, nothing ever happens crazy in the world.
Right.
But if something happens crazy in the world and your post could be construed negatively about whatever happens, and I'm not going to give anybody a Kinahara, or jinx anything here. But, I'm not going to say anything, jinx anything here. But the idea is that you have to be aware of what you're posting and scheduling out so that if you have to quickly unschedule it and take away down something, you know what's going out there.
Absolutely.
Don't schedule like that. Yeah.
I actually have a funny story about this. On my personal page, I am busy building a personal brand, right? And I had put on Facebook, I had put a picture of me, and the stories. And I was sick this whole weekend. It was awful.
Yeah.
I was really not feeling good. And so I had put something about me needing a box of tissues. I was just joking around about the fact that I was sick. But then the presidential election was called, and I absolutely was not making a political statement. It literally had nothing to do with that. But I started getting messages about crying because of the
outcome
election. I immediately took it down. But we have to evaluate our messaging out there, viewed upon what lenses other people are looking through.
And that's pretty innocuous. Yeah.
Yes.
That was pretty innocuous. That like a Kleenex box. I was thinking more of like something like the 9/11 style, tragedy thing.
Yeah. No, I started getting multiple messages. People questioning about me commenting on the political activities.
Yeah, especially you have to be careful when you're trying to build your personal brand. I mean, anyone who follows me knows I'm an unabashed progressive, and I don't hide that fact. But I don't have that on my Goldstamia profile. I don't have it on. I have it on my personal stuff. I am who I am, and take me or leave me. But if you're developing a personal business brand, where you're trying to be apolitical, you're trying to just be a person, just trying to be real, and not be politically real necessarily. You have to be very, very, very careful.
Absolutely, my brand
tissues. What the heck?
My brand is about empowerment, right? And I have found that the best way to get that message out there is to kind of skirt some of the things that are very divisive, because we do have different beliefs, but it comes down to us all being in the same boat, right? And dealing with the same challenges and that kind of thing. So yeah, it was a funny little thing that happened. And I was completely understand what you're saying there, because it just happened to me.
I can't believe it, over tissues.
Yeah.
And apparently the thing is also regionalism, because in Philadelphia, we call them Kleenex.
Oh, that's a brand name.
I know, but we call tissues Kleenex. They can be puffs, but we call them Kleenex. It's like, I don't know. That's the side comment. But let's do something else. I mean, I think here's something. I think we set everybody up for some really good thought process of all right, we have to have a plan. If we haven't beat that into your head enough, you have to have a plan. You have to sit down, either hire someone like Shannon or myself to help you come up with a plan, or you sit down with a notebook and just start planning out what you want to do. There's templates online. Look up for social media or content strategy planner. You know, and they're free templates. I mean, they're not free. You have to give someone an email address and get spammed by them. But there's always an unsubscribe button, so that's a good thing. But you can get a literally just print out a calendar and write down what you want to talk about each day.
Right.
And it's that simple. And just try it out. And if it gets to be too much for you, that's when you realize, like, hey, I have to hire for this because I have to focus on my business.
Right. Right.
Yeah. I mean, you know, not everyone is really cut out for social media. They know they need to be on social media. They know they need to have a footprint on there.
Yeah. But
they might not be the person to do it. And that's what they have to realize.
Well, so. And I mean, just from one small business owner to all of you, and my business works with small business owners. Please understand that your time is more valuable spent driving that business forward. You are going to bring a much greater return on your investment as far as time goes than trying to do all of this stuff behind the scenes that you're not skilled at. You don't love, and it's sucking all your time and energy and attention. So something like this, if you don't know how to plan a marketing strategy, it's worth investing. And obviously, the sky's the limit as far as the amount you could pay for that. Find someone you're comfortable with that fits inside your budget and start there. Later, you can update it or implement it. It doesn't have to be perfect, but at least it gives you a target to move towards.
Absolutely. So here's a new segment we're going to put into the show. Seth and Shannon's app recommendations. Now, it may not always be, if you remember from season one, we did, Sean and I did our picks of the week. It might not always be app recommendations. This week it is. I found an Israeli company that does podcasting recommendations. He reached out to me because he heard about the second season of Digital Marketing Dive. And it's a service called Tap, TAPtapes.com. Essentially what it does is you get your podcast, you go in there, you find your podcast you want to listen to. You can listen to 30-second clip at the beginning of the show and say, because that 30 seconds is what really grabs people. And then you can click in and listen to the rest of the show there. You can follow them. You can write reviews on there. It's a really cool little app. He actually quizzed me. I was like, definitely quizzed me for an hour, you know, for my insights on like what he needs to fix and stuff. So it's very much a beta, not an alpha. It's definitely a beta, almost a release client, you know, sure. To use very geeky terms. But it's almost ready for prime time, and it's really cool. It's on iOS and Android. It's TapTapes.com. So check it out.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
What do you have for us, Shannon?
Mine is an oldie but a goodie, right? I've already talked about building my personal brand. That means a lot of selfies, a lot of pictures. it's super easy app, Snapseed. Great.
I love Snapseed.
Just figuring out and brushing up those photos and removing things and all that kind of stuff, right? It's super easy to use. I can do it on my phone, on the go. Love it.
And it's totally free, and there's links to the Android and iOS version of it. It's actually owned by Google, but they've kept it completely free to use, and the filters are great, and then there's even more advanced filters. Like, you can go into HDR and adjust the contrast. It's incredible. It's like a full-blown photo suite.
Right.
And I think the app's only like 600 megabytes. It's insane.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I tried out a lot of different ones, and different apps have, you know, different novelties on them and that I like, but Snapseed's always my go back to.
Mm-hmm. So check that out. It's in both app stores. So Shannon, this was so much fun.
Yes,
this season's going to be a great season. I just know it. So
I totally agree. I love everything about what we're doing and able to give small business owners, you know, the tools that they need. Speaking of which, guys, if you have questions, please let us know. Let us know on the DMD's social media channels. What are you struggling with? Let's work together. We are in this together, and we want to help in any way that we can.
Absolutely. And I mean, like I said before, the season is going to be great. I do want to thank our podcasting host, Tastos. They are the podcast podcasting host that we use. You can check them out over at socl.bz/Tastos. full disclosure for the Federal Trade Commission, that is an affiliate link. But, you know, we use them. If they weren't giving us money, I'd still say, hey, you know, use them. They're fantastic. Give them a try and support, you know, support us a little bit. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Also, if you're enjoying the season so far, please feel free to give us a review in Apple Podcasts or the podcast directory of your choice. We really appreciate the support. And also, if you feel so inclined, there's a cool, platform agnostic, not like, you know, how Apple Podcasts is, you can only do it if you're on iTunes.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Podchaser is a great app, podchaser.com. It's on the browser. You can go give us a review there. You can actually make a list of your favorite podcasts to share with your friends. It's a lot of geeky goodness. So there's a link in the show notes to go over there. And we do want to hear from you. So there's two more ways to get in touch with us. I mean, as if we haven't given you a bunch already. But you can email us. Yes, the traditional old-fashioned way of emailing. hello@digitalmarketingdive.com. Or there is a link. Much to Shannon's chagrin, there is a link in the show notes to join our Discord server, and where you can chat with us in real time, or, you know, relatively real time. That's in there as well, so you can feel free to join up and chat amongst yourselves, share ideas. The whole idea is we want to create a community around this show, and we want people to help each other, not us just help you, but help each other out as well, and really just get the hang of this digital marketing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Seth, thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Shannon.
You have a fantastic day. And to all our listeners, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. If it weren't for
Absolutely.
You, we were just sitting here talking to each other. So this is way better.
Which is fun, but this is more fun.